A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Lamed Beis, Nedarim 32a, pagination is 63. We'll start on the facing page, though, about five lines up where the Gemara begins. The Mishnah made reference to a person who made a vow indicating that he would not benefit from Arelim, from uncircumcised people. And the Mishnah understands that to mean, not on its technical basis, whether a person is circumcised or not. A non-Jew might be circumcised, a Jew, for health reasons, if the older brothers died from circumcision, so we're worried that there's something in the family, so this particular person might be uncircumcised. And the Mishnah explained that this is not taken on its physical definition, but rather on its terminology. The terminology, as we find in Tanakh, Jewish scripture, is that an Orel refers to a non-Jew, and a Jew is referred to as a Mahul, in terms of the category, nothing to do with physical presentation. Once we're on the topic of Mila, the Gemara here launches into a discussion of Gedola Mila, how great the mitzvah of Mila is, and as we'll see, what it represents. Shekol Zuchuyo Sha'asa Moshe Rabbeinu, for all the merit that Moshe Rabbeinu did, presumably before this incident which occurred as he was going to Egypt to redeem the Jewish people, and the merit that he was destined to do, perhaps is also included in this statement, but all of his merit, lo amdu lo kishen israshal min amila, for all of his greatness, Moshe was not saved when he was weak. On the topic of Mila, when he did not circumcise his child in a timely fashion, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Parsha Shemos, Vayifgesheyu Hashem, Vayivakesh Hamiso. Hashem's messenger encountered him and wanted to kill him. And we see over here, as Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch points out in his commentary to Chumash, that no matter how great a person is, if he violates a specific precept in Torah, it has to be dealt with. In the words of my Rebbe, Rosh Yeshiva in Passaic, he said, if Moshe Rabbeinu, after the mitzvah of tefillin was given, would not put on tefillin one day when he was supposed to, a weekday, he was supposed to put on tefillin, he didn't, he would no longer be Moshe Rabbeinu. That's part and parcel of our concept of leaders, is that they have to be righteous. They have to be doing what they're supposed to be doing. And this is a discussion of its own. It doesn't take away from the good that a person did if they made a mistake, but fundamentally, it's not absolved simply because they're very great. If there's a problem, it has to be dealt with. Omar Rebbe Yossi, Chas v'shalom Moshe Rabbeinu nisrashal min amila, Chas v'shalom, God forbid, that Moshe simply was tarrying in doing mila, circumcision for his son, just for no reason. Elakach Omar, he had a calculation. Emol, should I do the circumcision first, v'etzei, and then I'll go out with my family traveling to Mitzrayim, because he thought he was going to bring his family to Mitzrayim. Sakonahi, it's dangerous to travel with a child that just had this procedure. Shenemar, Vayihi bayom ha-shlishi bihi yosam koavim, that for the first 3 days, we learn from the story of Shechem, that a person is weakened from Mila in a significant way, and he didn't want to travel with the child. So therefore he waited and didn't do circumcision right away, because he's in a rush to do Hashem's bidding and come to Mitzrayim to redeem the Jews. Emol ve'esh shlosha yamim, should I do the Mila and then wait 3 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Li Lechshuv Mitzrayim, I'm on directive from Hashem to go. As we mentioned, Ela Mepnei Maneh Enash Moshe, why was Moshe punished? Mepnei Shenis Asik B'molom Techila. Because first he settled his family at the place of lodging when they finally came to rest, and he should have done the milah first. The mitzvah should have been foremost on his mind. Shanema vayhi baderech bamalon. As you see in the pasuk, it mentions the lodging, because the lodging was the problem. The problem wasn't that he waited overall to do the milah. His calculation was correct. He's on a mission, and that mission to save the Jewish people is saving lives, etc. It's so big. But when he finally reached the lodging, he should have given priority to the milah, and it was on that delay that he was held accountable. Let's drop down about a quarter of the page down, the beginning of a line, Tanya, we learnt. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe said, Gedola milah, circumcision is a great mitzvah, an astounding mitzvah. She'en l'chamish enesasik b'mitzvahs k'Avram Avinu. There was no one who was so involved in mitzvahs like Avram Avinu. He was the start. He was looking for mitzvahs. He was searching for mitzvahs. V'lo nikra tamim, and he's not called complete, ela al shei milah, until he finally does the mitzvah of milah, and that makes him referred to as a complete person. Shenemar isalich lefanai veheye samim, become complete, Hashem says at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, whereupon he's given the mitzvah of milah uksiv ve'etna berisi beni uveinecha. This covenant is the conduit to becoming tamim, to becoming complete. Now, there's another Gemara that's related to this, in which a Talmudic scholar was asked, if Hashem really wants us to be circumcised, and He wants us to be like that, so why didn't He create us like that? And the lesson, which is developed in the Sefer HaChinuch, is that this is a mitzvah that Hashem wants us to do. And what it illustrates for us is that a person may have a predisposition of a certain type. He may be created in a certain way, but he's given the wherewithal to grow beyond that point. That's, by the way, one of the very great discomforts with some schools of thought regarding psychology, where psychology may identify a person's predisposition in a very great way. And they may explain what rats would do, for example, in stress, and therefore assume that humans would behave like that as well during stressful times. And the reason we're so uncomfortable with that is because it still hasn't taken into account the religious component, the component of choice, of ability to grow beyond my predisposition. And while you may prove that my predisposition is to get angry when I am stressed, but all of religion is that I can grow beyond that, and I can train myself not to lash out at people when I'm stressed. And that's the concept of milah. A person may have a drive, may have an impulse, may have a desire. That's true. He very well may. But through our effort, physical and internal, we're able to grow beyond those impulses and actually develop a tremendous angelic self-control. And that's what's referred to as tamim, to becoming complete as a human being. Dropping down a few lines in the middle of the line, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, B'shash Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Avraham Avinu Salech Lefanai Veheyei Samim, when Hashem said to Avraham, become complete, that means you're not yet complete. It's like a person getting called into the principal's office. They're already very nervous. They don't know what this topic that's going to be discussed is about. Achazoso ra'ada, he was trembling, Avram. Like, what did I do wrong? What am I missing? Omar Shema Yeshli Dava Bidavar Maguna, maybe I have something negative about me. Kevin Sha'ama Lova Etna Berisi Bene Uvenecha, when Hashem said, I have a new covenant, I'm gonna take you to a whole new level. Niskarura Daito, he calmed down and he realized that this is a moment of opportunity, not a moment of rebuke. Vayotze Yosef Hachutza, the Gemara does a juxtaposition of a different conversation that Hashem had with Avram, where Hashem took him outside and showed him the stars. Omar Lefanov, the background for that dialogue was that when Hashem promised him a nation, Avram answered, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Histakalti b'mazal shali, I looked at my astrological indicators, and I'm not going to be able to have a child. Amar lo, and Hashem answered him, Tseim itztagninus shalcha, go out of your astrological limitations, Ein mazal liyisrael. The nation that you're about to form, the Jewish people, are not limited to astrology. You're able to break out of that natural limitation. And the merit by which a person is able to break out of natural limitation is when he shows that willpower to break out of natural limitation. We have this concept very beautifully, is that the Pasuk in Tehillim says by the splitting of the sea, Hayam ra'a vayonos, the sea saw something and therefore split. The Medrash says, what did the sea witness that caused it to split? And the Medrash answers, Arono shel Yosef, the coffin of Yosef. And the commentaries explain, because Yosef's coffin holding his bones represented the ability of a human being to be in the most compromising of circumstances with the wife of his master and still show self-control beyond their natural tendencies. And when the sea was demanded to split and do something against nature, its inspiration was, it saw that Yosef was able to go against his nature, and so can I. And this is all the foundation that the mitzvah of Mila gives to us as a nation, that we're able to go beyond our initial disposition and are able to become greater and develop self-control in a most wondrous way. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.